Welcome to the club. I can see Vlad is with us. Great to see your face. I just approved your request to speak, Vlad. So you should be able to see the mute icon. Yes, I can see that also.
Hey guys, good to see you again.
Likewise. Am I coming through okay? I had some audio problems just earlier, so I want to make sure.
Yeah, it sounds perfect now.
Beautiful. I'm coming through loud and clear, right? It doesn't sound like it's on the phone or something like that.
No, that sounds amazing.
How are you doing today, Vlad?
I'm doing very good. How are you?
Busy days. But the market is starting to turn. Things are looking up in crypto. So what's not to like, right?
Exactly. I'm glad you're doing well. Busy is good.
Exactly. So you've been here before. So you know how we do things here at the club. We'd like to have a little bit before we dive in, while people are settling in, grabbing their popcorn or coffee or whatever they grab for spaces like these to enjoy themselves. So yeah, Vlad, what's your story? How did you end up working on the Enterprise Protocol?
Yeah, so Enterprise Protocol actually came from a need. This was shortly after the DPEG. We noticed that there was not many good ways for large groups to organize easily. And this happened, I first started noticing this, pre-DPEG as well, to create tokens, to create NFT projects, to create anything like that. You really needed a team of developers to do that. It wasn't simple to do. And so if you didn't have a dev that was willing to help you out, you basically had to code, and this was a problem because creating DAOs to solve collective action problems was impossible for most people to do. And places where you could do it, the service was at the time just very inadequate. And so we decided to work on Enterprise as a means to solve this and make it very, very easy for anybody, even if you're not technical, to create DAOs.
I'm not sure if there's any audio problems over at Vlad's end. Maybe it's my end. I hope not. Vlad, are you able to unmute yourself?
Yeah, one sec. Are you able to hear me now?
Maybe it's my end. One second, guys.
Hey, are you able to hear me now? Hello? Are you able to hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. I think that was my end. My internet ended up shutting off for a few minutes. Apologies for that. Were you guys able to hear?
I'm not really sure if it's on my end or Vlad's end. Are you able to hear me, Vlad, now?
Because if not, I can repeat myself.
You're on mute right now, Vlad.
It was loud and clear for a moment.
This is really odd. It seems like I'm the only one that can not hear Vlad. This is very weird. One second, guys.
All right.
Can you try again?
Sorry
there,
about
Vlad?
That, guys. Just trying to get into contact with Coin Club here.
That's time. I just rebooted everything here. So you should be able to speak now, Vlad, and I should be able to hear you. I really hope.
Hey.
Yeah.
Everything good?
Yeah. Okay. Honestly, I don't know what's going on with Twitter tonight. I had problems earlier also. But okay, I hope this is okay. You can hear me fine?
Yeah, let's try it again.
Yeah, let's do it. Sorry about that, everyone. Technical issues, as always, with X and Spaces. But yeah, let's dive right in. Let's not leave anyone more in suspense. So yeah, Vlad, talk to us about your personal story. Who is Vlad and how did you end up building Enterprise Protocol before we start talking about Enterprise Protocol?
Yeah, sure. So My name is Vlad. I'm the apps team lead here at TFL. I joined, I think it was almost a couple of years ago now. And I was working on Nebula protocol back in the day, and I was building rebalancing bots for the Nebula team at the time. And then, you know, shortly after, we had turbulent moments with the DPEG. We had to come back to the drawing board. And then eventually, you know, we came up with Enterprise because we saw that there was a need for DAO tooling and, you know, for token management and NFT collections to collect together without the need of a development team to do that. So, you know, the idea spawned behind, you know, just saving teams as much development time as possible so that they could focus on their product and governance would just be something that they could plug into instead of having to, you know, reinvent the wheel and build that themselves. And so I've kind of been working on that for the past, you know, half year, a little bit more than that. But yeah, been at TFL for a little bit now.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. And I know you're becoming almost like an OG status in the Terra ecosystem. But yeah, you mentioned a little bit about what Enterprise is doing for anyone who hasn't checked it out or is unaware about Enterprise. You can go on enterprise.money, connect your wallet or not. You can see different DAOs who's been set up. But yeah, let's perhaps just take it step by step. What is a DAO and why is it important for tooling like Enterprise for DAOs to be able to operate? Perhaps you can just quickly bring people up to speed, Vlad, on why this is actually a key element for getting this right, this whole decentralization element to blockchains that we all know and love.
Right. So essentially, at its core, I see DAOs on chain as communities of people that are trying to accomplish a common goal. And now that common goal can be different depending on the group. Right here we have in the listeners section, actually, Backbone Labs is a great example of a group trying to get something done. And what they're trying to do is bring groups of NFT collections together to be able to build and deploy software and various bits of software across the Cosmos ecosystem. Now, an example that they're doing is they have their Necropolis, which is the NFT marketplaces that they're building. They have, you know, Gravediggers, which are the liquid staking derivatives that they're building across. And now DAOs help them, you know, collect funds. They help them collect, you know, votes and group actions so that they can deploy this with the consensus of a community and then ultimately benefit the community at the same time. And ways that they can do that is, you know, by providing their stakers some types of rewards that they determine based on, you know, how much you have staked, or maybe they have some custom system. But essentially, you get large groups of people and large communities to collaborate together to achieve certain goals. And it's important to have this in an easy way so that anybody can participate, right? Whether it's a developer or not, you want your communities engaged, you want them participating, and you want them, you know, making decisions alongside you. And so DAOs are a really great way to do this. Did you guys still hear me? X is being a little weird today, I guess. All good? Okay. Maybe Coin Club again, having a couple of issues. We'll just wait on him.
I don't know what's going on with Twitter tonight. It's I get kicked out all the time. Do you still hear me, Vlad?
Yeah, now I can.
It's okay. This is horrendous. But okay, I think I got the gist of it before I was kicked out. I'm curious to hear a little bit about the experience with Terra and then compare that to something that perhaps people know from other ecosystems that compared to Enterprise. For example, something that comes to mind immediately when I think about Enterprise is Snapshot in Ethereum, for example, a DAO tool for that, for the voting process. So yeah, talk to us a bit about the space that you're in, perhaps who you compare yourself to, and how it's different, of course, in Terra.
Yeah, so on Enterprise, you're actually able to create DAOs And as far as I know, and you know, Steven on the enterprise account might know a bit more than me about how Snapshot operates. But as far as I understand Snapshot, you don't actually have like on-chain votes. It's mostly used for polling. So stuff that doesn't actually get executed. You basically gather opinions before you actually have a vote. And now the difference with enterprise is that it's actually a voting and a governance and a treasury. You know, it also has staking, it has like fund distribution. And so all of this goes to say is that once you have assets, once you have a community on enterprise, you are able to actually do things with those assets after a vote is completed. And you're able to do whatever you want with them. And now what I think enterprise specializes in is the user experience, and in particular going forward the cross-chain user experience. And so the goal with enterprise is going to be giving everybody, no matter what chain you're on, and this is beginning with Cosmos, no matter what chain you're on, you will have the exact same experience as, you know, a DAO on Terra. Whether, you know, in the future it's going to be whether you have Luna in your wallet, whether you have, you know, anything on your Terra wallet, you are going to be able to interact with enterprise, and you're going to be able to use it on any chain that we deploy on. And so to us, user experience and cross-chain user experience is paramount. And I think that's where, you know, going forward, enterprise will excel in. And, you know, I think an advantage that we have right now is, you know, the communities that we have. We have very active communities doing very interesting things. And, you know, every day they're helping us by testing, by giving us feedback, and by improving, again, the user experience.
Beautiful. And yeah, talk to me a bit more about the interoperability, you know, being able to be compatible with multiple chains. And in that respect, also multiple wallets. Right now, if you use enterprise money, you can connect with Station Wallet and Wallet Connect. I'm sure there are people out there using, I don't know, Kujira, using Kepler, for example, who would love to use something like Enterprise. So yeah, talk to me a bit about the work that needs to go into to true interoperability, if you will. Obviously, we helped in Cosmos with IBC a tremendous amount, being able to move assets around. But this is not necessarily about moving assets around. This is about creating DAOs, voting, you know, storing funds in a multi-sig. So yeah, talk to us about the interoperability basically with the enterprise.
Yeah, so I'll begin with the first part. You know, we've had a long spurt of development in the past few months where we haven't had that many major releases. And there's good reason for that. And so the release that we just did is actually very monumental to being able to add interoperability with relative ease. And so what I mean by this is adding a chain going forward is very simple. We just deploy a contract onto the other chain and then add a config into our front end. And that's literally it. As long as we have relayers, and here at TFL, we run relayers between, you know, every chain that we support on Station and Terra. And as long as we have relayers, as long as the other chain has IBC hooks enabled, it is very simple to add a chain. And now the other side of that question is the usability. We're currently only supporting Station. That may change in the future, but a benefit of actually, you know, working both on the application and on the wallet is that abstraction is made a lot easier. And so users could actually, you know, use the exact same seed phrase that they use in Kepler. They can use that in Station. And what we'll be working on is enabling a native experience on enterprise, no matter what chain you want to interact with and no matter what chain you have assets on. And having the wallet and owning the wallet makes it a lot easier to do that. And now we may introduce other chains, other wallets in the future. But it might be possible that, you know, the user experience, you might have to sign twice to do one thing. Whereas on Station, there's always going to be that benefit where we can have that full abstraction. So the idea is, you know, you have whatever assets you have on the other chain, they will be functional as if, you know, everything is natively and natively done on Terra as we have right now.
That's awesome, man. And it's great to see Cosmos ecosystem coming together. You know, this is really the power of Cosmos Tech, I think. Is there any plans to partner up with, now that we talk about interoperability, to partner up with more ecosystems out there? I mean, I mentioned Kujira on purpose, of course, because it's born out of Terra, so to say. But yeah, are there any plans of doing something like that? It seems like being, you know, the place to create DAOs and manage governance, etc., would be a big win for enterprise if all chains, all projects building in Cosmos come together and use enterprise. But probably there are some hurdles to do that in practice.
Yeah. So. You know, with our abstractions that I mentioned previously, it's absolutely going to be possible for anybody on Cosmos to come and build a DAO, come and create a DAO. And, you know, the chains that we support are going to be increasing shortly. Like I said, we've built the foundation and now adding chains is very simple. Kujira, you guys are absolutely going to be seeing that soon. Kujira's permissions. So we're going to have to start off with a governance proposal. Mm-hmm. But this is a chain that's been requested before. I've already been talking to their team. You know, they're gonna help us with guiding us through creating a proposal properly, making sure that that all gets through. But once that's up, you know, Kujira is accessible to all the DAOs using Enterprise. After that, you know, we have chains that are requested like Injective, Osmosis, of course. We have Neutron. And like I said, we're going to go wherever DAOs want us to go. It's really up to what the DAOs need and then us getting those proposals through on the chains that need those. But, you know, we have Migaloo right now. Migaloo's, you know, the first mm-hmm. chain that we deployed on, and deploying on future chains is going to be very simple. So we have Backbone Labs here, honestly, wherever they need to go, wherever Lion DAO needs to go and all the other ones, that's where we will go.
Beautiful. Something that maybe this is just civil minds like myself who's not thinking about it correctly, but something that I always wondered also in Ethereum. So you have Snapshot, for example, for typically the voting process, DAOs building on Ethereum. But then a lot of DAOs, they hold a treasury with funds in, typically a multi-sig with project owners, founders who need to sign off on a transaction. And I don't understand why people are not building those two together. They seem to, those two features, voting and a multi-sig for treasury management, those two features seem to go hand in hand in my simple mind. Is that, am I thinking about it wrongly? Because I can also see, I mean, it's possible with the enterprise, but it's not like the first thing that I see also when I enter enterprise. So in Ethereum world, you have Gnosis, obviously, or Gnosis Safe, but they don't focus on voting and governance or DAO management. So yeah, what? Maybe just explain to someone like me, why is it that those two things don't go hand in hand right now?
So like building a multi-sig and building a DAO on the same platform?
Exactly. Building a DAO management tool and a multi-sig tool. Those two things just seem to go hand in hand very nicely for me. But there's probably reasons why those two things are not built together on, for example, Enterprise.
Yeah, so you actually can build a multi-sig and a DAO on Enterprise. And we see foundation teams doing that already. Like there's Backbone Labs and Eris. Joint multi-sig that they have there where they use that to deploy Luna and in particular Bone Luna and Amp Luna onto different chains. And, you know, they're building using a multi-sig on top of Enterprise, but they also have their DAOs on Enterprise as well. And so already possible. And we already see, you know, people doing this.
Beautiful. Great. So it's just me being unaware. That's good. That's awesome, actually, because I think there's a lot of teams that I talk to. You know, they need wants of obviously governance. They want a voting process. That's what they promise their community token holders, and also they need treasury management. It's the same thing over and over that I hear at least. So great that they can do that on Enterprise. We should get them over there. So yeah, talk to us a bit about what people can look forward to. You mentioned that there's a lot of things going on that people should know about. So what can you spill for us today, Vlad? Any alpha on what people should look forward to in the short term?
Yeah, so I think a lot of what we talked about has been enterprise DAO. And, you know, the most exciting things for me is, you know, all of this abstraction, all of this native look and feel, all of this UX. But one thing that you actually reminded me of is Enterprise Hub. And we haven't really talked about that lately, but that's something that I'm looking forward to. And, you know, you mentioned the need for teams to have DAOs and multi-sigs in one place so that they can manage everything as one business. And that's exactly what Enterprise Hub is going to be focused on. And so that's going to be meant for, you know, protocol owners and business owners to come in to add their DAOs, to add their wallets, and to add their multi-sigs under one dashboard. So you can manage all of your protocol needs, all of your governance, and all of your treasury management under one umbrella. So it's going to be like the ultimate business tool to manage, you know, all of your protocol needs. That's going to be coming out soon, and that's something I'm very excited for.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, and I guess multiple chains you mentioned already. Also, you mentioned Injective, you mentioned Osmosis. So that's also coming. It sounds like where you can set up different DAOs on different networks. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So what you would do is you would go on Enterprise, you'd create your DAO, and then there you would select where you want, you know, treasuries spawned up. And that would have to be done using a proposal right now. But, you know, in the near future, you're going to be able to do that on creation. You select where you want your treasury to be created. And then on creation of the DAO, what's going to happen is all of these chains that you selected will have treasuries, and then you're going to be able to hold assets on whatever chain you need.
Beautiful. And it's not like when people hear this and listen to this, they shouldn't think of it like there's nothing going on right now just because you're not on many, many different networks. Just with the focus on Terra and Migaloo, you have already attracted almost 200 different DAOs. With a total number of almost 1,000 different proposals. So already there's a lot of activity. So one can only imagine when you start opening up for multiple different networks. How's it been integrating with Migaloo? We love White Whale over here. Over here at the club, we had them on multiple times. I think they are so undervalued and underappreciated. I mean, the TVL compared to just the token price, it's just it's a big opportunity, let's say, we think over here. But yeah, how's it been working with Migaloo, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, so working with their core team has been an absolute pleasure. You know, they've made it extremely easy for us to deploy there with providing, you know, infrastructure support when we needed it. You know, integrating IBC hooks, they've done that a phenomenal job with getting those proposals and chain upgrades out. And, you know, working with them, there's been no issues. So we hop on calls with them. We see what they need. They answer to our needs. And I think it's just been, you know, very great and very nice to work with them. Yeah.
It's a great first chain also to extend to beyond Terra. I think it makes a ton of sense. But okay, so multiple different chains, a lot of things going on, clearly, over at Enterprise. Where do you see yourself head towards in the long term? As you like to say, we like to use some of these spaces to think a little more beyond the coming weeks or months that we typically get caught up in crypto. So what would you say, if there is one, what would you say the end game is for Enterprise Protocol?
So there's actually a lot of things we have planned. You know, once we get this user experience locked down in Cosmos, right, the next obvious step would be expanding past Cosmos and getting connected to Ethereum and chains like that. And, you know, that's the direction it looks like we're headed in. And I think once we prove ourselves in Cosmos, there's going to be, you know, actors outside of Cosmos that will be interested in Enterprise, and we'll offer them the exact same features. In terms of product, there's a lot that Enterprise is going to be working on. So, number one, like, we're going to have DAO, we're going to have Hub. And alongside that, what we're going to be working on is payments, which allows you to, you know, submit different kinds of, you know, vesting schedules. And you guys might be familiar with Fountain, but similar functionality there where you can stream payments. That's going to make it easy for DAOs to provide, you know, levels of payroll. We're going to be coming out with a product called called Labor Markets, so Enterprise Labor Markets, where you know, similar to markets that you have right now, where people can go submit job tasks that they need to be done, and then other people can apply for them. We're going to be able to allow DAOs and multisigs and protocols to, you know, set up tasks that they need done, and then other users within the ecosystem can go and do them and then get paid for their work. And I think this is really interesting because at the core, you know, it work being done and you know, people being paid for their work is the purest form of value generation. And I think, you know, Enterprise is all about building solid primitives that people can build off on and, you know, create successful businesses with. So I'm really excited for those as well.
Very interesting. And yeah, I completely agree. We sort of saw the speculative stage of that, doing useful work or doing work and getting paid for it with play to earn. But it wasn't really useful, right? It wasn't really useful that people started buying some NFTs that you then went into battle with and then got some points for that, which happened to be cryptocurrency, and then people could start speculating in that. But doing actual useful work that is useful in the real world also, building something that people love, people building something that people use on a daily basis. I mean, that seems like a big utility, and getting being able to be awarded for that on chain is just the DeFi dream come true right there. But do you have any good examples of like, you know, useful work where you can get rewarded and getting paid essentially for that, using a DAO, using treasury management, etc.?
Yeah, so there's an example that we're piloting right now, and this is kind of where we're gathering user feedback and then our own feedback internally as well. You guys may have seen this before, but Chris is working on Growth DAO, which essentially what he's doing is he's trying to figure out where Terra is excelling and where Terra, you know, can put some more effort in to make that part excel as well. And what he means here is he's building dashboards with Growth DAO that are able to highlight different aspects of the chain, like fee generation, like transaction volume and things like that, to see how we can best grow Terra. And so he's using Enterprise, and he's collected a bunch of members there, where he puts up tasks. And then when people create a dashboard, when they create and analyze all of this data, and he's satisfied with that, payment gets deployed, and then the users are able to work similar to how you would do it on Upwork or Fiverr. The most obvious examples here are things like that, and things like, you know, development, or if you need, you know, marketing scripts written, or, you know, graphics design done for the DAO, you can put up tasks like that. And then with Enterprise Labor Markets, we're going to offer an easy avenue to pay people to do things for your DAO.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's awesome, man. Feel free to drop a link to that for anyone who doesn't know about Grow. I think that's interesting for people to know about also. And that brings me to a bit of a broader question also, I guess. It's a nice segue to what you are excited about in crypto and Web3 in general. And you can't say Enterprise DAO. That's taken already. beyond Enterprise gets you excited these days in crypto?
Yeah, sure. I'll give an example of, you know, something external to TFL. We'll make it fully fair because I'm working on other products as well. But I think Skip Protocol has been doing a phenomenal job with their Skip API. And this is something that, you know, users don't see often because, you know, it's an API and applications make use of it. But I'll be honest, like Skip has done such great work with cross-chain transaction tracking and routing and things like that. It's just made work an absolute breeze. And so, you know, UX, again, is one of the things I'm most passionate about. And although Cosmos is very powerful at its core, there's a lot of things that need to be abstracted away, like multiple hop transactions and routes. And, you know, IBC denoms can get quite complicated when you send them from chain to chain. And so Skip allows us to route those denoms in a way where they're in their purest form when they reach a chain. And they also allow transaction tracking across chains. So usually when you do like an IBC transaction, you'll see a success message on the chain that you sent it from, but it might not yet be received on the recipient chain. So if I send, you know, Terra to Osmosis, Terra might say it's a success, but Osmosis might not get it yet. And so what Skip is able to do is it's able to track these cross-chain transactions and give me exactly, you know, where it's at, whether it's like Osmosis acknowledging it or, you know, a chain in the middle even. And then it lets me know the status, the complete status at the end, whether the whole transaction on both chains completed or not. And if not, it lets me know why. And so, you know, for user experience, this is great because users are able to get really good feedback right away. And so you'll notice things like transaction trackers with multiple hops where you can see, you know, on the UI. And Skip really helps us do that. And it's been, you know, an absolute pleasure working with them and integrating their API.
Skip is awesome. We had Magnus on a few times actually, here at the club and, yeah, they've been killing us. I would agree, for sure. They, are doing a phenomenal job and another team that is highly unappreciated, I think. You know, they don't get nearly as much attention as they should. So so glad that you are you're changing that, Vlad. What do you see other than in Cosmos? Because obviously Skip is with it. Do you see anything interesting that has caught your attention on Ethereum, any other ecosystem, or just in broader Web3 blockchain spaces?
I'll be honest, the past month has been very heads down. So outside of, you know, outside of Terra and by extension Migaloo, because that's where enterprise has been going, I have not been able to pay attention. Maybe next time we talk, I'll have a bit more time to read up. But lately it's been just focused on Terra and then wherever enterprise is going.
Something that I find more and more interesting is how Ethereum and Cosmos is starting to look more and more alike. I mean, they started from way different places, even having different consensus mechanisms. It just seems like they're becoming more and more similar in a way. Like Ethereum obviously has the Ethereum mainnet, and then there's all these layer twos built on top. Cosmos is having Cosmos Hub, which is starting to find its place in the universe, and it's almost like, you know, people when they first start using ETH, or Ethereum, the Ethereum ecosystem, they buy ETH, maybe on a centralized exchange or whatnot, then they move it to a wallet, and then, you know, they realize after using Ethereum for a little bit, using a few dApps, they realize, okay, I can save a ton on gas fee, on network fees, just doing the same thing on layer twos. So they start doing that. Same thing with Cosmos Hub. You know, you might first buy Atom again on a centralized exchange and whatnot, move it to a wallet. Then you use Cosmos Hub, which is obviously getting developed right now, doing some simple stuff, perhaps using your first dApp, connecting your wallet to the first dApps ever. And then you move on to different app chains, different other chains using IPC. So, similar to Ethereum, moving to layer twos, you move to different app chains. So I don't know. I don't know if that's an interesting, mind-blowing realization. It's just interesting for me to see how Ethereum and Cosmos started way different places, and it's starting to look more and more like in crypto in the space, I think. I don't know. Do you agree with that, Vlad, or is there something there that you think I'm getting wrong here?
No, I agree. I think, Ethereum needs to scale, and they're kind of approaching the same conclusions that Cosmos is. And I've mentioned this before, but I think, eventually everything's going to be a Cosmos chain.
Interesting. What about Terra? Are we going to see Terra revive and come back to where it used to be? Are you off that opinion also? Because when you look at the UST, USDC, it's starting to look like we might have another round in the next bull market.
Yeah, so we're not currently doing anything with USDC, and I'm not really familiar with what's going on there. But in terms of activity on the Terra chain right now, the one we're working on, I'm noticing, activity increasing significantly. I'm noticing, applications spawning up, and that's what's exciting to me. Is, utility, usefulness, and, the growing community. It's gotten a lot bigger recently, and I've noticed, a lot of people using it, and, it's very, very rewarding to be able to work on Terra.
Beautiful. Builders keep building, and that's exactly what we should be doing during a bear market, which might be ending soon. If this recent upturn is continuing. So yeah, Vlad, how do you want to close this thing off? We covered a lot of ground. Sorry about the technicalities in the beginning. I don't know. I need to sort out these these different headphones. That's for sure. But how do you want to close this thing off? How can we help Enterprise continue on the path that you guys are on?
I think, keep a lookout for all the features that we have, because, after this massive update, like I said, we've set ourselves up to be able to ship, and, it's ship season. So don't miss it. There's going to be a lot, and it's all coming soon.
Definitely. We'll make sure to amplify here at the club, that's for sure. Especially when you start making Enterprise compatible to other chains. That's obviously something we love to see here, especially at the Cosmos Club. Teams coming together, chains coming together. That's how we want it. That's how we want to see the Cosmos evolve, that's for sure.
Exactly. And we're super excited to be going on to other chains coming very, very, very soon.
Beautiful, Vlad. Always a pleasure talking to you, Vlad, and say hi to the team. Godspeed to you. Thank you so much for all the hard work that you and your team is doing. It's without you guys, Cosmos wouldn't be the same. So, Godspeed to you and your team.
I appreciate it. Always love having you talk to me and, being on the show. It's always a pleasure to do so. And hopefully we can talk again in the future.
Definitely. I'm sure this is not the last time. So yeah, looking forward to speak again, Vlad.
Cheers. Thank you.
Take care, man. Ciao. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never
never known a politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.